Welcome to Nerd Off, a weekly trivia podcast brought to you by Highball Trivia. Two contestants will face off in 10 categories. Each player will wager 10 or 20 points for their opponent on every question. If a player gets the question right, they get the points. If they get it wrong, their opponent gets the points. At the end of regulation, players will each face two final questions, one in each player's specialty. To earn their wager, which can be any or all of the points they've earned so far, players have to get both questions correct. Now here's your host, Andrew Buxbaum.
So we have a fantastic show for you tonight. Both some returning contestants on Nerd Off. In one corner, we have Jamie Toon. In the other corner, we have Michael, not Tina, Turner.
Are you sure it's...
You don't know that.
That's true.
You might be Tina Turner. It's 2023. I'm all in favor of anybody being whoever they want to be.
That's right.
So if you want to be Tina Turner, you rock it, girlfriend.
Can I be Jamie Lee Curtis then?
You can be Jamie Lee Curtis.
Awesome.
That's fine. Doesn't fit with your name other than your first name, but you know.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough for me.
All right. That's fine. Well, Miss Curtis, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
All right. My name is Jamie Toon. I am in St. Louis, Missouri, which is a great place to live, but I wouldn't want to visit. I've been here my whole life. I do geek trivia. I'm a tattoo artist and a graphic designer. And I do a geek trivia weekly. Well, up until recently I did, and I've just handed over the reins all the way to my co-host. But I do have a podcast that I am starting back up. I recorded a few episodes to get my feet wet and then life got in the way. But I'm starting back up, and that's Geek Trivia Online. If you just do a search for Geek Trivia Online or just go to geektriviaonline.com, which I'll probably have up by the time this podcast comes out, and you'll be able to find it.
That's awesome. Well, you have my endorsement. I appeared.
I also have your appearance. Yeah.
Yeah. I've appeared on there. So I guess I have to endorse it. Right. Mm-hmm. No, it was a fun time. I was actually bummed when it mysteriously disappeared there briefly, but I'm glad
you're
bringing it back.
Life, life. Finds a way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've been there a couple times with this podcast. I get it.
It's true.
That's why I actually didn't start plugging my Patreon until I was like 20 something episodes solidly deep. And it's like, okay, I'm consistently doing it again. There's enough people interested. Let's go.
Yeah, I started mine right when I started the podcast and had like two episodes out, and then of course the awesome trivia community, two people just jumped on right away, and then I'm like, all right guys, hold on. Maybe I put that up prematurely. I can't record another episode for like 6 months, so
no worries at all. And your opponent tonight, Miss Turner, how you doing today?
I'm your private dancer for money.
I wish everyone listening to this could see the video, because the way your fiance just turned and looked at you when you said that.
because we heard the song on the radio as we were making our way up to visit her folks this weekend, and so it's one of those things where like it just happened to fit. But yeah, that's my big news, is recently engaged. So very excited about that, and now the hellish fun of getting ready for a wedding occurs. So that's that will take up the majority of our 2023 time, I'm sure. So we're gonna just try and fit in some trivia in between then, while also working on a project of my own doing for professional wrestling purposes. So that'll
Oh my God! Busy. Are you part of the Saudi financial group that's by WWE?
Listen, so for everyone who says Vince is back making demands and you know booking the territory, no, it's me. This is a scoop. This is just for your viewers, your listeners. It's me. It was me, Austin, all along.
Well, I personally. You know, I would love to see him sell the WWE, but
it's coming. It's just who's going to buy.
Oh, that's the whole reason he got back in, was to oversee the sale. He wants to make sure he gets the most money possible for himself, which, you know, I can understand that. I just don't want it to go to the Saudi investment group.
No one does.
Do you think it's going to be Musk?
No.
Oh, God. No, I don't think it will be. I think he earned enough money in the past year.
Comcast makes the most sense, but I have a sick desire to watch the cons buy it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But yeah, my money would be on Comcast.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, you know what? We'll head into this. Our first category tonight is going to be in music. Michael, what do you want to wager for Jamie on music?
I don't know enough about this gentleman yet, so I'm going to play it safe and say 10.
Playing it safe. Okay. And Jamie for Michael.
I stand ready. Oh, I have to bid for him. Let's go. What do I know about you? You have headphones on, you're sitting on a couch, and you have a hat. Not much to go on. Let's say 10.
All right, 10's all around, feeling it out, seeing what kind of trivia players we are. Here's a hint. You're both pretty damn good trivia players. All right. Well, Jamie, you're up first on this one.
Okay.
Rolling Stone put out their list of 200 of the 200 best singers, and many consider Celine Dion to have been disrespected by not being included. This artist, however, was shown some respect by getting the top spot.
I think that's Aretha Franklin.
I think that is correct.
The subtle
respects that were in there.
R-E-P-C-P. Oh, fuck, you know how
to say it. Man, I don't know the words.
All right. Michael, this festival, held annually at the Empire Polo Club, will be entirely headlined by non-white artists in 2023. He's running through his music festivals. I see the wheels turning. For a news guy, he's not always up on his current events.
No, Coachella doesn't feel right because it doesn't feel like that's at the Empire Polo Grounds. It feels like a New York festival, which unfortunately I don't know very many of. For lack of a better word, I'll use the Indio Music Festival.
You should have gone with Coachella.
Ah.
Yeah, it's the Empire Polo Club. I was either going to throw in the Empire Polo Club or just say the Colorado Desert.
Okay. That would have made more sense for him.
Well, just because, you know, the Colorado Desert in California.
That'd be Burning Man.
Yeah, but it was Coachella. All right. Not a big deal there.
I wouldn't have known that either. And I also, same reason, I wouldn't have guessed Coachella. I would have went a little more obscure.
Well, it's perfectly fine, Mike. You're still in striking distance. It's only 20-0. There's a lot of game left. Our second question tonight is going to be in current events. It's going to be in my Jeffrey Sigurdon Trivia Mastery Initiative current events round.
Nice.
You know, one of your greatest resources for current events materials out there. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you don't already subscribe, why the hell not? It's $5 a month and you get a buttload of information. And, you know, pretty much a guaranteed question or two on this show. So you could, you know, buy your victory. All right, Jamie, what do you think Michael knows about current events?
A lot, so I'll say 10. Didn't you just call him the current event guy a minute ago?
I do work for television news.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense then. Yep.
But what you should know is I'm checking my phone most of that show.
Yeah, for TV newsman, his current events isn't his strongest category.
No, that's true.
Okay.
But Michael, what about for Jamie?
I'll say 10 as well.
All right. Playing it safe while coming from behind here. All right, Michael, this country and World Cup semifinalist officially became the 20th country to join the Eurozone and adopted the euro over their former currency, the kuna, K-U-N-A.
Croatia?
It is Croatia.
Yep.
You are on the board.
Nice.
No more goose egg for you. Jamie, in December of 2022, This man, the longest serving prime minister in Israel's history, returned to power after being ousted in June of 2021.
I know who it is, and I don't, his name's not immediately jumping out at me, and that I don't think I'm gonna be able to pull it. Is it Netanyahu?
It is Netanyahu.
Okay. All right.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
It did come out to me, actually.
See, and to be clear for all my listeners out there, a question about him does not mean that I endorse him.
I would have known that, except that we had it on Solos like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't, like, I've been lacking on my international news lately, I will say that. So when I was reading the most recent Trivia Mastery Initiative, I was like, no fucking way. Like, why? Why? But you know, he's currently leading their most conservative coalition ever. Yay!
Seems to be a trend.
Yep. All right. Well, we're gonna head into sports now. Michael, what do you think Jamie knows about sports? Is he a sporty spice?
I don't know, but we're going to find out, because I'm going to go ahead and go 20 and try and gain some points.
Ooh.
Well, you probably will.
And
I'm going to go ahead and go 10, because I have a feeling. Because
I'm wearing a cap.
You are wearing a cap. I mean, I have a cap sitting right. I actually have a sports game on right now on my other monitor. So
nice. Me too.
Yeah. Ooh, how's that going?
Blues games? They're beating the Senators 2-1.
Oh, you weren't on the game that I was talking about then. Hold on.
I am. Tom Brady sucks. It's fantastic.
Well, it is and it isn't. So let me tell you the bets I have right now.
Oh, no.
I have a little prop bet of both the Bucks and the Cowboys each having one rushing and one passing touchdown at least. All right, okay. So the Dallas has done that for me. Thank you very much. But Tampa Bay can't find the end zone. And then I have a same game parlay of Tampa winning by 3, the over being 45.5. I need over 45.5. I need Zeke to have a touchdown, and I need Mike Evans to have a touchdown.
None of those are going very well for you right now.
Yeah, no, they are not. That combined $20 would pay out about $170. But, you know, nice. Just more reason for me to hate Tom Brady is he's f***ing up my bets.
I saw a picture on Facebook. Someone had put Sean Payton as the new Panthers head coach and Brady as the new quarterback, and I about threw up in my mouth.
He's either staying in Tampa Bay, actually retiring, or going for the legacy savor of going back to New England.
There you go.
I see that as actually semi-likely, especially when you have Edelman in the last couple of weeks saying the only way he would ever come out of retirement would be for the Patriots.
Right.
It's just like, you boys are setting this up, aren't you? And you're going to drag Gronk back too.
You do that so the Cows come up. That's fine.
Yeah, well, I hope they do it, and I hope it burns up in flames.
Yeah, they'll lose 8 games and be like, maybe we shouldn't have done this.
That's right. All right. Jamie.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
All right. Well, only one quarterback has ever thrown for 300 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and rushed for 70 plus yards in a playoff game. That quarterback played college football at Duke and was drafted 6th overall by his current NFL team. Who is it?
Of football players that I know, of the two, they're both quarterbacks. One of them is Tom Brady, but I'm not going to say that. The other one is Patrick Mahomes. So I'll say Patrick Mahomes.
It is not Patrick Mahomes. No. It is Daniel motherfucking Jones, baby.
I don't know who that is, but does he play for New York?
He does. He's the New York Giants starting quarterback.
Okay.
Happened yesterday.
Yeah, of sports, football and basketball are tied for 0 of my knowledge.
Yes.
And as those are the two that we don't have in St. Louis also. So
well, that's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. All right. Michael. In the Super Bowl era, teams are 47-1 when completing 80% of their passes with no turnovers and no sacks allowed. What is the one team that has lost in that scenario founded in 1960 as an expansion team.
I think I saw this. Is this the Minnesota Vikings?
It is the Minnesota Vikings, and it happened last night against the New York Football Giants.
I think poor Lundberg posted about that, and I was like, oh, damn.
He did. I actually reached out to make sure he was doing okay today, because he's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. That's my buddy.
And he's had a brutal fanship. Mm-hmm.
Does that just put you over?
Yeah, that just put you up 40-30, Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sports was good to you.
Damn you, sports.
Yeah, I you know, with a Giants long-awaited postseason win, I had to get those questions in there. My apologies to Mr. Lundberg for celebrating during
that. Wait a minute. So both of those things that you asked about happened yesterday, last night.
Yeah.
Against each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still very much on a high from that. Not looking forward to Saturday against the Eagles, but you know, in fairness, we only lost to them by 6 with our second string a couple weeks ago. So we'll see what happens. Feels a lot like the Giants 07 run. So here's hoping. All right. But we're going to move into another category that I've come up with recently. And that's the everyday Q&A category. I pull questions from the everyday Q&A trivia calendar. It's another great trivia resource brought to you by Kit Sikelski of the Inkling and of course Jonathan Oakes of Oakes Media Group.
Never heard of him.
So, I look over at my like last year's thickness that I didn't do the year before that I fell behind on, is just sitting there in a pile. So I'm doing good this year so far.
Well, good news. You probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Michael, what would you like to wager for Jamie? 10. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And Jamie, what about for Michael? He hasn't admitted whether he owns the calendar or not.
We'll just do, you know, you got a wedding coming up. You're not buying money. You're not buying calendars. Let's do 20. Let's get 20.
You've got a wedding coming up. You're not buying calendars.
You're saving your money for champagne flutes and engraved
and Diet Coke.
And Diet Coke. There you go.
The Tom Hanks.
No, Coke Zero. Okay.
Well, yes. Coke Zero. Yeah. If you have taste, yes.
Yes.
Cherry Dr. Pepper Zero.
So
alternately,
I'm not a
Dr. Cherry, Pepper Zero Dr. Pepper. Cream Soda.
Okay.
Also that very good.
Pretty
very
solid. Good. Yeah. I was never a diet Dr. Pepper person. The Dr. Pepper Zero is pretty solid. I will
agreed.
Say. So this is going to be your everyday Q&A language edition.
Oh boy.
So Mike, you're up first.
You probably picked well.
What term, which is still in use today in a slightly different context, was first recorded in Sir Walter Scott's 1819 work, Ivanhoe, when it referred to a medieval mercenary who would fight for the top bidder? If you don't get this right, she's calling off the engagement.
No shit. That's a lot of pressure. She says, no, I'm good. Okay. Can you repeat it one more time?
Absolutely. I can repeat it as many times as you'd like. It's the beauty of editing. What term, which is still in use today in a slightly different context, was first recorded in Sir Walter Scott's 1819 work, Ivanhoe, when it referred to a medieval mercenary who would fight for the top bidder?
Oh, okay. I'm not going to prolong agony. I have an idea in my head, but I just can't picture it. So I'm going to say bodyguard and just move on.
This is one of the ones that I've actually gotten this year so far.
And what is it, sir?
It's freelance.
Yeah, that was not in my head.
Freelance, yeah.
All right, well, Jamie.
Yes.
What word can refer to a Dungeons & Dragon character attribute, a specific type of legal document, and a historic U.S. Navy frigate?
That is Constitution. It's also one of the ones I've gotten this year. Woo. Because I am, of course, a lifelong tabletop role player. Nice. So you're not getting any Dungeons & Dragons questions past me. I'll say that.
I after many years of not playing, I actually just recently started up a game with some friends this past weekend.
Nice.
So, you know, You occasionally have to re-up your nerd card, and mine was coming up for expiration. So I said, what can I do to renew this? And I was like, oh, D&D. Yeah, there we go. That should buy me a few more years.
Now's probably a good time to mention my Twitch channel, which is Monster Painter or Twitch TV / Monster Painter, where I stream miniature painting quite often, sometimes video games too. But I do a lot of miniature painting. I also have an Instagram at monster.painter, where you can see a lot of miniature painting stuff, if that's what you're into.
Excellent. I actually just wrote those down to check that out.
Nice.
I am a supporter of the arts.
Indeed.
And painting is an art form, in my opinion.
Sure. Oh, it absolutely is. There's a whole world out there that goes very unnoticed by most people.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to head into our fifth category. It is going to be in movies, specifically in the category of describe a film plot badly. Okay. Jamie, what do you think our buddy Michael knows about movies?
I don't know. I have no idea still. He's watching a sports right now, though, and that's not a movie. So let's go 20.
All right, Lucille Bluth. He's watching a sports. Michael, what do you think about for Jamie?
10, definitely. Any self-professed geek will know their cinema verite, as you will. So I believe he knows a lot of movies. If it is, it's $8 right now.
At least. Oh man. It's funny because just every week watching what groceries are doing, man, I'm just like, oof. It's like, do I want to send the boy to college or do I want to buy a dozen eggs? So I don't know how anyone's still affording Starbucks right now.
24 nothing, Andrew.
Yeah, no, I'm watching this happen play by play on ESPN on my phone.
That's crazy.
Yep. Apparently, Dallas didn't like the whole Tom Brady's never lost to Dallas thing going around the last week. All right. Well, Jamie, I'm going to give you a year and I'm going to describe the film plot badly. And you're going to tell me the movie title.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Your year is 2021. And the plot is man retires after showing up to work 5 times in 15 years.
2021, man retires after showing up to work 5 times in 15 years. I don't know about everybody else, but I didn't see a lot of movies in 2021 because,
was there something happening?
No, I was just busy, not dying. Man retires after showing up. So, well, let me think. 15 years. I think I'm going to have to pass on this one. Or I'll just make a guess. Let's say Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills is incorrect. The man in question who showed up to work 5 times in the last 15 years was Daniel Craig as James Bond in No Time to Die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. I go through the explain a film plot badly Twitter and I wait until I laugh. And then once I laugh, comes a question. Nice. All right. So Michael, 1991, one man's quest for the perfect suit. Man's
quest for the perfect suit. 91. Is this the Silence of the Lambs?
From the little laugh that you let out, I was like, oh, he figured it out. That was my exact reaction while scrolling Twitter.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Well, it helps when you think 91, like that's the first movie that comes in your head. Because, you know, it's the last movie to win all 5 of the big awards at the Oscars.
Oh, so yeah. Michael's a movie guy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to make it fit the description, and I was like, oh yeah, Buffalo Bill.
It's absolutely a horror movie too. Mm-hmm. I just want to say # Oscars say horror.
Yeah,
there you go.
I would probably put Michael in my movie guys probably at like 3 or 4.
Oh wow.
He's pretty solid. I forgot.
Candace is like, no.
Brian McClure would probably be my number one, and then Jeffrey Sigurdsson is probably my number two in movies.
Nice.
But Mikey might take that third spot. He knows his movies.
I'm really strong from like 80s to now.
Right. Yeah.
Before that, forget it. Unless it's poor.
I'm solid 90s to now for sure. And I'm streaky with everything else. It's funny because when Brian Nash did the was it Pub Trivia Experience where he did a pop culture episode? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've since told the guys I'd be willing to take Brian on in that. And I'll get slaughtered, don't worry.
No, that's all I'm about. The Dallas kicker missed again. He's missed four extra points.
Someone's got money on Tom Brady. It's okay.
Like, at what point do you go, son, sit down, we're going for two?
Yeah, literally anybody else get in there and kick the ball, please.
If it makes you feel better, for all the listeners out there who love a good fuck you, Nick Groves, we have a postseason fantasy league going on right now, and that's Nick Groves' kicker.
That's so hilarious.
The Dallas Cowboys are saying, fuck you, Nick Groves.
That's what it is. Somebody paid him off.
Probably. Oh man. Oh, I gotta just tell the group that real quick. All right. So now that we've gotten through question five, I'm just gonna take a minute to plug the Patreon here. If you like the show and you want to support it in any way, any amount helps. It's patreon.com/nerdoff. A dollar or $800 a month. Either way, we kindly take your donations to help keep putting out content here. I am actually going to be starting a monthly bonus episode for Patreon subscribers. It's going to be a themed bonus game every month. But, good news for those of you who, can't or, choose not to contribute. The main feed will always be free and we'll always have these same great competitors on like Jamie and Michael here. So, yeah. Now we're going to move into the second half of our game when we've just had a little lead change again. Mike, you just took the lead back from Jamie. It's now 70-60.
Nice. Bouncing back and forth.
All right.
I have something to confess, though, Michael. I'm not actually left-handed.
Fair enough.
I'm missing something.
It's a movie reference.
Oh.
Us movie guys get it. The Princess Bride, man. Come on.
Oh, shit. Okay. So
you can edit all that out.
That's right.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just lost a punch on my nerd card.
Drew edited it to be, aha, Princess Bride, my God.
Princess Bride.
So I like the Princess Bride, but I've never, I don't have the nostalgia for it that a lot of people do because I've only actually watched it in more recent years. So listen, I love it, but I don't have the instant recall on references like a lot of people that have been watching it their whole lives.
Don't you mean total recall?
I love
for a surprise.
I will say that. All right, your sixth category tonight, gentlemen, is going to be in the category of real names. Yeah, real names.
Obscure.
Yeah, Jamie, what do you want to wager for Michael on real names?
I'm hitting the man 20. I'm hitting the pedal.
We're and getting some Mike, points. What about for Jamie?
20.
Ooh, things is getting interesting now, boys.
We just want to make the end real dramatic.
That's right.
That's fair. All right, Michael. This celeb was born Belcalis Almanzar. She was a regular cast member on Love and Hip Hop New York and has been married to Offset since 2017.
Yeah, those are words.
She's looking at you like, how do you not know this?
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. She's up on her Love and Hip Hop. That's for sure. Oh, my God. Can you repeat, please?
I absolutely can. This celeb was born Belcalis Almanzar. She was a regular cast member on Love and Hip Hop, New York, and has been married to Offset since 2017.
Cardi B. I have no idea.
What was that, buddy?
Cardi B.
Well, you do have an idea because it was Cardi.
Come on. What is that?
As I was literally saying to Jamie, looks like you might pick up 20 points. You pulled a Jonathan here.
Come on. That's not fair. That's not fair. You just, we can't see. You're just over there with your Roku pulling up Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, he went, that was like the equivalent of going for it on fourth and one at your own 1 yard line. that was pretty good there, Mike.
Nice pull though. Nice pull.
Yeah. I got to give you some credit there. All right, Jamie, this celebrity born Olivia Cockburn. Let's all laugh at the Cockburn.
Cockburn
was famously served court documents regarding child custody during CinemaCon after her relationship with Jason Sudeikis ended.
Oh, give me that one. Come on.
Oh, come on. Let's see. What was she born? What is her name again?
Olivia Cockburn.
Oh, that's right. How did I forget that?
Yeah, I'm a 5-year-old.
Need a song. Need a song.
Well, I don't have any idea, but I mean, I'm just going to say another Olivia. Maybe she kept Olivia and say Olivia Munn.
You're so close.
It was yet another Olivia.
Olivia Wilde.
It was Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. Okay. All right. Well, it's been fun, guys. just kidding.
You have not been doubled up yet.
Oh, I know. I'm scared.
But this might be a comeback around here. I don't know. It's going to be in fast food. Michael, what do you think Jamie knows about fast food?
You know, I'm assuming the options for fine dining are, well, actually your options for fine dining are probably better than ours in Myrtle Beach. So, but I'm willing to bet.
Shout out to my sister over at Landshark.
Oh, fantastic. I'm betting he still knows a fair deal about fast food. So I will say 10.
All right, Jamie, what about for Mike?
Yeah, we're also going 10. I'm laying off the gas now. I'm pumping the brakes. I'm pulling the emergency brake on this game.
Well, let's see if the brakes are working on this car that you're riding here.
Shout out to St. Louis's fine dining scene, though. We actually have a really nice, we have a lot of immigrant restaurants, a lot of immigrant areas. So like we have a ton of good Vietnamese, and we have like most recently a lot of Bosnian immigrants that have brought Bosnian food, and it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about being in the New York area is just the amount of, you know, great restaurants of literally every ethnicity. When I go on vacation, I will gladly spend, you know, all my money on food and not accommodations. Yeah, you know, I'll live in a cardboard box on the sidewalk on vacation just to, you know, have fine dining experiences. But this isn't fine dining. This is fast food. And Jamie,
the opposite.
Before founding Wendy's, Dave Thomas worked at this fast food chain, founded in 1930. The chain has approximately 24,000 locations.
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is just McDonald's, but McDonald's wasn't founded in the 30s, though. It was founded later than that. So I'll say like Dairy Queen.
I'm sorry, it was not Dairy Queen.
I thought not.
The Colonel is disappointed in you right now. It is KFC. Oh. Mm. All right, Michael.
Like, what?
This chain, founded in Baton Rouge in 1996, is named for founder Todd Graves' dog.
Louisiana chain named after a dog. First Louisiana restaurant that pops into my mind is literally Popeyes. So I'm gonna go with Popeyes.
Well, Popeyes was around before 1996.
I paid no attention to the year.
This is Raising Cane's. Raising
Cane's.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Charleston. Everyone I know that goes there swears by it. But,
there's one here in Same. Everybody's like, oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
And I don't eat meat, so I like fast food places that have a lot of vegetarian things you can eat. and chicken places are usually up there. You know, you go to KFC, you can get like five sides and be good. I went to Raising Cane's and they were like, yeah, we have chicken and
fries. Yes, right.
And sauce.
Like, oh, so okay. How many things of sauce did you drink?
All of them.
Well, I've heard nothing but amazing things about Raising Cane's too, but here's my thing. I rarely find bad chicken fingers. Yeah, there's some that are amazing,
right?
But I've never gone, oh man, those were nasty chicken fingers. I've done that about fast food burgers. I've done that about, you know, chicken sandwiches, right. But chicken fingers, it's hard to fuck up. But yeah, that was Raising Cane's.
Okay. Teach me not to pay attention.
Michael, you are up 120 to 70.
Okay.
You're crawling back into this one, Jamie.
Yeah. We're cut out for me.
Your eighth question tonight is going to be in the category of geography. Michael, what do you think Jamie knows about geography?
It's hard to say. You either like are super good at geography or like 95% of the world, you're like, what? So I'm torn between my desire to be like, he's 95% and it's not going to know it, or the desire to like, I'm not going to blow the lead. So I'll say 10.
All right. Well, 10.
I think that's a fair assessment of people's geographical knowledge. So I'm just going to apply it to you and say 20 because
that's fair.
Michael, featured and partially destroyed in Captain America Civil War, what former capital of Nigeria is also featured as the brand name of paper towels in a WandaVision ad? Oh, it's geography and the MCU.
Oh, well, I love MCU.
But sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, I have two in my head. It's either Abidjan or Lagos. I'm going to go with Abidjan.
Ooh, you should have gone with Lagos. With
Lagos.
Damn.
Yeah, but hey, you know, it happens.
And shout out to
a closer game.
Shout out to the game Pandemic for teaching me more about capitals around the world than any other board game.
Very nice. And before I forget, this category was actually, these questions were brought to you by Brittany Shaw. When I'm writing a game and I'm on a time crunch, sometimes I'll just message people and be like, hey, give me two questions on this. And I decided that this was her interview to help me with some of my Marvel bonus content because I liked these questions a lot.
Yes.
And Jamie, your question, with its mountainous terrain making it difficult to access/occupy, what capital city of Ethiopia has been claimed by the local population to be the real life inspiration for the Marvel city of Wakanda? Well, country of Wakanda, sorry. Whoops.
Yeah.
Can't even speak.
I know the capital of Ethiopia. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it, though.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Lagos.
Okay. Well, it's either Lagos or...
Or Abidjan.
Addis Ababa?
Yeah.
It is, in fact, Addis Ababa.
Oh, man.
Simple.
Thank you. Thank you, Alphabet, for not making me go very far into that one.
Yep. And you picked up 30 points there. Making it a closer game after all. It's now 120 to 100, heading into our ninth category, which is going to be literature.
Literature?
Literature no. Coming at you.
No. No love for Adam. No.
Why not? I love me some Adam. I love both species.
I love him too, but I have to rag on him because he just, every time I talk to him, he barks because, you know, it's Georgia, South Carolina thing. And, you know, we're not having that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does need to go to obedience school and get a little training, but you know, he's in the house sometimes, just right there in the corner on the floor.
I mean, and what else does he have? You know, what else does he have?
And not even on the pee-pee pad. He misses it every time.
For the upcoming tournament, Drew, I looked at, you know, where everyone signed up for. I actually thought about it. I was like, oh, I could play against Drew. That'd be a lot of fun. I'm like, I don't want to knock my teammate out of the tournament. That'd be bad.
I would have been up for it. There was only a few people I avoided on there, and it wasn't because I don't like them. It was because I didn't want to lose.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can play with Jeremy Goodson. And then I was like, wait, I don't want to play with Jeremy.
Already did that.
he's gonna beat me.
Yeah, I believe it or not, considered that because I'm stupid.
Yeah, there's
but I didn't do it.
You'll notice there's only one person playing against Russ Friedwald.
Oh, has someone signed up yet?
Yeah. That's,
I mean, I think they should just say that should just say if nobody signs up, he's just in.
Well, for a while I didn't have anyone in my bracket, and I asked Adam and John, I was like, so if no one signs up against me, am I in? And they were like, no, then we move you around. And I was like, ah, oh, damn it. I was really, really hoping. Hold on, I'm looking for something on my Patreon here. I'm trying to find what the current sign up there is.
I can tell you.
Throwback trivia takedown, play-in derby. Let's pull this bad boy up.
Yeah, you only have two. You have Kelly McClure and Dean Bratton.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I got a full.
I've got Kelly and Dean. Dean, who recently signed up as a Patreon. Thank you, buddy. Don't think that that's going to cause me to lose, though. Just because you're throwing money at me doesn't mean I'm going to throw the game.
Yeah, yours is full. Jamie, mine's full.
So. Yeah. It'll be fun. Maybe I'll jump over to. Well, no, I can't. I don't want to jump over anywhere. I don't know if you're allowed to do that or not.
I think you can do whatever you want until like the day of.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Who are you with,
Jake? Oh, I just recorded with Tom Sargent is in your group, and I just recorded with him on
Tom was Triple T. Tom was my first partner on Trivial Warfare.
Oh, nice. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Like, I recognize some of the names you're both playing, but I haven't really listened to or played with any of them much, so.
I don't know any of the people I'm playing with at all.
I beat Donald in last year's tournament, and then the two ladies I don't know anything about.
Okay.
I don't remember who knocked me out. You have a
favorable matchup in someone that you've beaten once, so that's good.
Oh, you got Kelly McClure, Drew.
I do, and yeah. Yeah, she wanted to make sure she didn't go head-to-head with Brian.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I considered going against Russ, but like I said, I want to live here. Like, if it was like the top two from each game moved,
right,
I'd jump into like a bracket with Russ just for the fun of like playing with him. But yeah, no, I don't need to be steamrolled. I don't need it. All right. So what are we wagering here on literature? Michael, what do you think Jamie knows about his books?
Again, that's a more geeky subject to me, so I will still play it safe and say 10.
All right. And Jamie, what about for Michael?
Well, I don't know if you, I'm assuming that you include, rightfully so, comic books as literature. So,
I would.
Yeah. We'll just go ahead and do 10 also.
I would include them. I didn't in this case, but okay. I would. Well,
that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Jamie, this book, a memoir by the artist formerly known as Prince Harry, now holds the record for the fastest selling nonfiction book, selling 1.43 million copies day one.
Well,
did you pay attention to the name of the book?
Oh, no, not at all. No, no, no.
Because everyone's just talking about Prince Harry's book. No one's mentioning the name.
I'm going to say, please, Harry, don't hurt him.
It should have been. God damn it.
It should have been. No, I'd like to change my answer, actually. I'm going to go instead with a Harry Styles song. So I'll say As It Was.
Nice.
No, it is actually called Spare.
Spare.
Spare?
Yeah.
We ran
a story about it today.
Aw.
Come on, Harry. Dig a little deeper, buddy.
Hey, man. He, he's... As a tweet I saw today said, he made $20 million just for saying the shit about his family that like everyone just gets drunk and tells their buddies about. So, you know, he's coming out on top there. And the best part is he could say whatever the hell he wants and they're not going to dispute any of it because their whole policy is ignoring it makes it go away quicker.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael, your question. The record that Prince Harry broke was previously held by the book A Promised Land, the fourth book released by what U.S. politician?
Barack Obama.
That is Barack Obama. All right.
Why'd you put Harry Styles in my head?
All right. So you picked up 20 points there, Michael. We are heading into our final category, and I am calling it Sportus Interruptus.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Jamie, what do you want to wager for Michael on this one? You're down.
Well, considering points. I don't know what it is, but it is sports related of some kind, I'm going to say 10.
10, all right. And Michael, what about for Jamie?
Let's go 20. I'm hoping it's Latin sports.
It is not. Sportus Interruptus. All right, Michael, you're up first. Okay. Game 5 of the 1994 NBA Finals was famously interrupted by what event? The game was displayed in a small frame in the corner of the screen, while the event in question occupied the larger portion of the screen.
That would be Free OJ. That's OJ and Al Cal and the Bronco making run for it.
That is. You know, the one time in my lifetime that my New York Knicks are doing well, and OJ has to overshadow it for me.
I remember I'm like watching TV on the bedroom of my house and like what is going on?
Jamie, with 13 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in the third quarter of Super Bowl 47 between the 49ers and Ravens. With 13 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Super Bowl 47 between the 49ers and Ravens was interrupted by what?
A blackout?
It was, in fact, a blackout.
Oh, man.
Lasting 34 minutes.
Shout out to the Opportunist podcast that I just heard the story about a woman named Sherry something, Sherry Schreiner, who's a cult leader, basically, and took credit for the blackout because she was using her magical substances to kill aliens that were trying to invade. Oh. Yeah, otherwise, wouldn't have known that one. Thanks, cultists.
Wow. The way your mind works there.
I mean, it just happened. So
that's fair.
I'll forget it in another. Wait, what were we talking about?
Exactly. Well, gentlemen, Mike, you're heading into our final with 150 points. Jamie, you're heading in with 120 points. It's a nice, close 30-point game. Your categories for the final are going to be 90s wrestling and zombies. So send me your wagers accordingly. I'm eagerly anticipating this nonsense.
You want me to do it in Zoom chat or you want it?
Whatever you want. I have my phone. I have Zoom chat, however it works for you. All right. Now I get to do the fun math of making sure I get scores right.
My knowledge of basically all wrestling comes from the five minutes I spent reading a cool things that happened in the 90s wrestling article about 4 hours ago that
awesome.
I remember, you know, three of the five things they talked about.
Oh, well, maybe
you know more maybe than it's you one. Did beforehand.
Maybe it's one. I mean, you know,
that's fair.
I like theater and all, but go ahead.
I love me some wrestling.
Yeah.
And in a couple weeks up here, I'm considering there's two events I'm considering going to. In February, I'm considering going to taping a SmackDown up here. But then in a couple weeks, in a more local event, I'm considering going to Midget Mayhem. So, you know. Yeah, $25. I think that's a quality entertainment for $25.
Make sure they do the spot where one vertically challenged fella will cover another vertically challenged fella, and they'll throw him off, and the ref will catch him and throw him back on.
Oh, that would be great. you know, just of all the wrestling matches I've gone to, I've never done that. So it's like, oh, $25, I might do it.
Good times.
Depends what else I'm getting into that weekend. All right, Michael, we're going to start with you in 90s wrestling. Woo. On January 11th, 1993, the first telecast of Monday Night Raw was broadcast from the Manhattan Center. The main event that night saw The Undertaker battle who?
That is a deep, deep pull, sir. And the answer, I mean,
the anniversary was just the other day.
The answer is Damian Demento.
All right, so you're locking in with Damian Demento. Jamie, this venue has played host to the most WrestleManias, including WrestleMania 1, as well as 2 Royal Rumbles, 3 SummerSlams, and 3 Survivor Series. It has also played host to 129 Billy Joel concerts as of September of 2022.
Well, I bet it's going to be somewhere in New York. And if it's somewhere in New York big enough to do that, it's Madison Square Garden.
All right, so Jamie is locking in with Madison Square Garden. We're going to head into zombies now. Jamie, while the concept of zombies eating brains is a common movie trope, that was not always the case. The first instance of brain-eating zombies was in what 1985 film?
Return of the Living Dead.
All right, so Jamie is locking in Return of the Living Dead. Michael, according to the folklore of what country, where the term zombie originated, you can either feed a zombie salt or take it to the ocean to have it become self-aware and return to the grave?
Did you ask me the freaking Return of the Living Dead question? I'm gonna guess Japan.
All right, Japan is your guess. Well, we'll start back at the top. On January 11th, 1993, The Undertaker took on Damian Demento.
That's a nuts question. I'm glad I didn't get that one.
That match went about 2 minutes. It like barely had an ending. Yeah, the first one.
Was that his premiere?
Damian Demento. Undertaker, no. He debuted at Survivor Series 1990. But yeah, that was their big debut on USA as a live show format, but it was not good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like how he goes, oh, this is a very deep cut. And by the way, here's the f***ing answer. Like, he just whipped out his dick and slapped us all across the face with it.
If you would have asked me, if you would have just told me the name and been like, what is this person's profession? I wouldn't have said wrestler. In a million years.
Well, the venue that's played host to the most WrestleManias and 129 Billy Joel concerts is, in fact, Madison Square Garden.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Zombies eating brains did come from the 1985 film Return of the Living Dead.
Brains?
Send more paramedics.
And the folklore of what country where the term zombie originated? You can feed a zombie salt or take it to the ocean to have it become self-aware and return to the grave. That would be Haiti. Haiti was the answer there. So, Trio. Michael, you did miss one.
Yep.
All right. So now it's going to be all about the wagering here because, Michael, you were in the lead. So let's find out what you wagered.
Did you go big
or did you go small?
I went big. I tried to lock him out in case he went for the full Monty. So I said 91.
All right, so you will finish with 59 points here. And that means as long as you wagered more than, you know, negative here, you are a winner. But let's find out what you wagered.
Well, I was going for if you bet zero in any way, which I should have known you weren't going to because you're a movie guy and zombies, I'm sure you would have got to bet a lot. But I bet 31.
All right, so with a final score of 151 to 59, how the turntables have turned.
Danny Toon,
you are our winner tonight.
All right.
Good job.
I would like to thank the questions for falling in a random order that favored me because I think I got a couple of easy ones over there towards the end, which is awesome. I want to thank Haiti for being where zombies go. And I want to thank the Academy. No, I got nothing else. Well, it was a good game, though. I do say yes. I am, you know, nobody loses here because we're both on the same team.
Yeah, Michael.
Twice. 0-2, Drew. Twice. Never coming back.
No, you're coming back. You got to come back until you win.
I think I lost my other game, too. So
I think did.
I think I did, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, hey, listen, it was fun having you both on because you're both teammates. You're both my teammates in OQL. Our first match is this week.
Our first match.
We're growing up.
Y'all's first matches.
Fun times.
And yeah, so the winner of this one, Jamie, you'll be going up against the winner of our other teammates match.
Oh, I didn't know that this was a mini tournament.
It is a little mini tournament. It's for the co-captaincy of the team.
Okay. Well, whoever it is, I'm coming for you.
Loser brings snacks.
I haven't listened to the episode yet, so don't spoil it.
It hasn't. It did it air?
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah, you posted it.
I did air it the other day.
You posted it quick.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You know, when I record episodes, less than 24 hours before I need to put out a new episode, they get aired pretty quickly.
Good point. Yeah, I'm still sitting on the one in the can from I think 9 months ago now at this point that I haven't. I'm only halfway edited.
Oh man, yeah. Luckily, you'll find after you do a few of them. You get real quick in the editing process.
Yeah.
Luckily, I can pretty much tell you every question in this game that I dropped an F-bomb on and that I have to listen for to edit out. Yes. Hint, in this game, it was almost every question. I was not being careful because I have, three and a half days to edit this. Ooh. But yeah, when I'm on a time crunch is when I'll be super careful about not cursing. So then I can just go through and just edit out empty spaces of silence.
Yeah. I'd rather spend 5 seconds putting that explicit tag on my thing than edit all the cussing out of it. So, well, 18 and up, kids.
even when the tag's on there, there's just some people that just don't like profanity. So,
yeah.
I kind of have over the last year or so adopted, the basic TV rules. I'm not going to edit out anything shit or lighter, but anything heavier, I'll throw it on there. Why not? Beep. All right, great. Well, on your way out today, gentlemen, do you want to promote anything, say anything? I know Jamie. We'll get to you last there because you won. I know you got some things to say, but Michael, what do you got for us?
A lot of contempt right now, a lot of hatred towards the country of Haiti. A lot of hate for Haiti.
A Haiti. That's right. Yeah, I see what you did there.
A Haiti. No, it's fun. No, listen, that was a lot of fun, and I blame the questions. I blame the writer 100%. Jamie, it was a lot of fun to meet you. Can't wait to actually have you on my side instead of have to play against you.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. But listen, anytime you get together with some good guys and play some trivia, you can't go wrong with that.
And even with some bad guys.
Which is the case here.
Right, so I have 11 minutes for the Bucks to get a rushing touchdown.
You realize Dallas has the ball.
Yes, but dude, there's still 11 minutes. I can make this one. I'm not gonna make the parlay bet there. Oof, that ain't happening.
It's like no. Well, God, that's the easiest touchdown ever. Drew, you have a gambling problem, and we need to talk about it.
I
wish I did.
I do have family. All of my sisters and my mom, live in near Tampa. I live in Tampa Bay, near Tampa Bay. So they're all Bucks fans, and yeah. People have a
good
been,
time right now.
Yeah, there's been some Facebook posts.
They're being not put having up. A good time right now. As a Panthers fan, this warms the cackles of my heart.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem though. When Dallas fans win, when Dallas wins, America Dallas fans are insufferable.
America loses, indeed.
It's basically they feel like this is destined from God himself that they should win this game.
They're already holding up their Super Bowl rings from the 80s. Six is coming.
Well, my favorite thing going around today was here's a photo of a current Cowboys cheerleader with two cheerleaders from their last Super Bowl team. For those of you listening and not watching this, it's
their old
cheerleader standing like next to two old ladies.
Yeah.
Jamie, what would you like to promote on our way out here?
I mean, I've already done shouted out all my stuff, but I guess the last thing I haven't shouted out is my Etsy shop, where you can find artwork and prints and pins, and it's called Geek Out Designs. And Etsy is weird about how they name their thing. So it's just like Etsy.com/shops or something. But if you just search for Geek Out Designs, you'll find it. And there's some stuff up there that you can buy. And
you have a contact info up there if they want to like cut out the middleman.
Oh yeah, absolutely do. I mean, I do free shipping anyway, so
Etsy takes a big cut of
Etsy's. Yeah, they're not super friendly, but either way, it's just I like how the stuff can just sit there, and then every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I got a mail pin or whatever. So not bad.
I might take a little look see at that next time I need a geeky gift for someone.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, this has been another fantastic episode. And Jamie, if I recall correctly, you'll be facing off against Carrie.
And then I come up with a mystery category that hopefully will win me the game again.
Well, judging from the group chat tonight, Pokemon would not be favorable.
Yeah, I'm going to steer away from Pokemon, I think.
Although if you ever play me again, absolutely pick it. You will destroy me.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Off. Tune in next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.